Hello, and welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I am your host, Eric Tenkar, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor at the Tenkar's Tavern blog, Discord server, MeWe group, Facebook group, that Twittering thing, and that Instagram shit. So, today wasn't a bad day. Didn't have huge hacking fits. Running downstairs to enter the door when UPS came with my little mini keg thing and beer. I'll get to that in a second. Yeah, that wrecked me for about 30 minutes, but, you know, it's what it is. I'm getting there, slowly, surely. So, yes, I got my Hopsy from, was it Krups? Yes, Krups. Thank you, Rich. It does a great job as a home tap system. Really nice. Beer comes in a 2-liter, Torps, I guess they call them. It's basically like a 2-liter bottle. And, it's pressurized by air, so you don't have to worry about CO2. Only problem is it's very local. So it has a New York market, San Francisco market. What, Rich? Yeah, San Francisco, and I believe Chicago, maybe. In any case, and wherever it's localized, it gets beers that are from, like, local breweries, which is kind of cool. And I'm enjoying my beer right now. Hold on a second. Oh, it's still cold. In Belgium. It's a Belgian. Rage liked enough that she was thinking about having a second, but she stopped herself. So, when she poured her own tap beer, I got news. I've done that at the bar myself from the other side of the bar, but hey.
It was very empowering.
And you want to empower a woman, let her pull her own tap beer.
Yeah.
There you go. But, so that's, you know, this is, I don't know, day 31, day 32 of me only being out of the house to, well, maybe not that far. I guess if we count Tuesday to Tuesday, 28. This is, I guess, day 30.
Yeah,
this would be day whatever the fuck it is. I've been in the house for a fucking month. If you don't count my ER trip and my 2-night stay at the wonderful Hotel Elmhurst, with a nice huge bill, which thankfully I don't apparently owe a cent to. So I'll take that. And I was hoping to step away from this. But, all right, well, here. I'm going to step away from it after I say something. Good news. If you go to the blog, I'll have the link. But otherwise, if you go to ospreypublishing.com, they're offering 5 ebooks. Now, they're the ones that do with historical books. I love them. They're like readable history, but they're expensive. But they give me away 5 ebooks a week for the next 4 weeks. So you can either go to tenkarstavern.com. I got the link up there, or you can go right to them, ospreypublishing.com. Grab your free books. They're doing it because they figure people are in lockdown. They're not going to work. They're stuck home. Hey, read. It's awesome. So earlier today, there was a thing on the North Texas RPG Con Facebook page that, Tabletop Events, that's the website that, basically does all the, if you're running a convention, they're the one that you work your way through, that you reserve your events on it. And it's how almost every con runs. And they announced earlier today, or yesterday, they were closing up shop as of the end of the month. As of April 1st, not an April Fool's joke, they were going to be over and done. Here, I'll read the announcement. Okay. This is all because of COVID-19. As you might imagine, we've been working around the clock dealing with COVID-19-related cancellations. delays, etc. The feature we spent all our time on is an easy way to cancel a convention. Canceling a convention is not easy. There are literally thousands of things that need to happen. And each convention is a little bit different, so it's taken time to develop and test, but we have a working solution for canceling conventions. We're hoping to release it at the start of next week. Oh, sorry. Wasn't April 1st. It was May 1st. That was me being a fuck-up. All right. And as we release it, it'll also do an announcement, a blog, on how to use the new feature. This will walk you through the process of making a convention canceled, exporting badge data, canceling events, and optionally, refund all tickets / badges, etc. Here's the issue, okay? Here's the big announcement. Ceasing operations as of May 1st, 2020. Over the past couple of months, we've had very little new revenue. In addition, we've paid out tens of thousands of dollars in cancellation fees, reducing our profit to zero. We're at a critical juncture. Without new revenue, we've come to the realization we're going to have to shut down operations. We thought about trying to get a disaster recovery loan, but based upon all the information we're seeing, a vaccine is at a minimum 12 to 18 months away, and we don't see anyone attending events until there's a vaccine in place. I don't know about that. That might be going a bit far. I'm not talking about the time frame. I'm just saying, like, we might have what they call that herd immunity, where enough people have already come down with it or fought it off that it can't spread anymore. But I don't know. But they're looking at it as, listen, even if they're dead in the water for 6 months, for a company not to make money for 6 months, and I'm sure they would qualify for some kind of money in the stimulus bailout, whatever we're calling the plan that was partially passed today, the $2 trillion. But we'll see. We just didn't see anyone attending events until there's a vaccine in place. A loan to cover the cost of staff and service for the amount of time would put us so far behind the curve that our small business would never recover. With a small amount of money we have remaining, we will pay our staff and pay for the servers for just long enough that everyone can get their data and issue any refunds that they want to issue, minus our fees. What this means for you, if you are a convention organizer, you have until midnight on April 30th to export data and issue refunds. Our staff will be available to assist you with these tasks and these tasks alone. As of May 1st, the site will go offline, likely permanently. You'll need to find some other service to handle your conventions in the future. Thank you for your patience and understanding. We wish we had better news. If we thought there was a way forward, we would take it. We just didn't predict that all conventions everywhere would suddenly be canceled all at the same time. I'm sure you have questions. Please send us an email to info@tabletop.events with your questions. So I was going to just run with that. And then 2 hours ago on Facebook, at the Tabletop Events Facebook page, hold on tight, everyone. We didn't expect this enormous outpouring of support, and we thank you for it. Based upon suggestions from our community, we're thinking we may do a crowdfunding campaign to keep us operational. What are your thoughts on that? I'm not going to give any thoughts on that. With crowdfunding a company that's not going to be producing anything, I mean, I guess you could do online cards, but usually online cards are free, right? So I'm a little iffy on that. As for where the money would come from other than crowdfunding, and I guess, would it be a GoFundMe? It's not going to be a Kickstarter, unless they can convince Kickstarter to break their own rules like they did for N-World a couple of years ago. But, yeah. What do they always say? That Chinese curse? May you live in interesting times? Well, I guess technically the coronavirus 19 came from, I don't know, they're saying a bat that was eaten, bought at a market in Wuhan, China. So I guess that Chinese curse would be apropos in this case. But, yeah, I thought it was going to be stepping away from the for any CV19 podcast topics, but there you go. All right, folks, listen. Haven't said it yet, but I'm going to say it anyway. I don't know why they call it maintain your social distance. I mean, that just, it's got to be a better way of saying keep, you know, 6 feet from, you know, keep within that lunging range. You know, where a knife is more effective than a gun when you get somebody for a surprise. Keep within that. Or keep people back from that, I should say. Duh. And wash your hands. Rachel's laughing at me.
That is part of her signature. So it's gone from wash your hands to
W-Y-H. Wash your hands. 20 seconds. Doesn't matter whether it's scalding hot or freezing cold. Soap, 20 seconds. You're not killing germs. You're washing them away. All right? That's the whole secret, apparently. I think it was killing germs with soap. Nope, they're clinging to the soap, and you're washing the germs, the viruses, and the bacteria away. Stay safe. Stay healthy. God bless. Roll those dice. And I'll talk with you all mañana. Maybe I'll talk about some things you could stream. Maybe that'll be it. Just somebody who has Somebody linked me to Conan cartoon. Oh, my God, it looks bad. But bad in a good way, right? So come on, binge it for free. All right, folks. Mañana.